Yonder comes my true love, and how do you think I know? Well, I can tell her by her apron strings tied up in a double bow.
Train on the island, hear the whistle blow. Go and tell my true love, I'm saying I can't go.
Going to sing a song that's one of Jay Unger's. We fell in love with it the first time we heard it, and we hope that you'll enjoy it. It's called The Answer to the Question.
To
Thank you. Mark is going to do a song for you now. He can tell you about that.
I'll move in here, I guess. Can I do that? Is that okay? Yeah, I'd like to bring up a friend of ours who played with us 2 years ago. Joel Glickman. He's going to help me out on a fun song. Does that? No. Okay. Last night was one kind of song, and I'm gonna do a different kind of song today. It's kind of I don't know, it's kind of a boogie or something. Well, anyway, we'll give it a try. Okay, ready? One, two.
Late one night, by the pale moonlight, all the vegetables was given a spree. It put out a sign that there was a dance that night.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. I guess you don't all know the whole family yet. My wife, Pat, who made an introduction before, and our two sons, Steve and Mark, and our adopted son, Joel, my daughter, Allison, and now we're going to call Mom up again. Some of you remember Mom from last night. We're going to get into the Swiss thing in a minute, but first I had a special request. I asked Mom to do a song she used to do a number of years ago, which she thought was out of place here. I don't think it is at all. Particularly in terms of the events today, the name of the song is "The Ace in the Hole." Somebody didn't have one.
Why this town is full of guys because they know a thing or two. You can see them every day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. Why, there's gunmen and there's boosters, card sharks and crap shooters. They congregate around the Metropole. They wear fancy ties and collars, but where they get those dollars, they all have an ace down in the hole. Some of them write to the old folks for coin, that is their ace in the hole. While others have sweethearts of their tenderloins, that is their old ace in the hole. They'll tell you of trips that they never take, from Florida up to that old North Pole, but their names would be mud, like some sap playing stud, if they lost that old ace in the hole.
They said I couldn't. I won't. Okay. I'll be good today. We have my daughter Pinky with us too, and all the way from Colorado Spring, in dropped my daughter-in-law Mary Jane. And now I don't know what Howard has up his sleeve.
Do
anyone
now you would just picture yourself way up on the Alps. I can't think of a nicer, more peaceful thing to do than up in the Alps. And the sun's going down, you hear some of the cowbells, the goat bells from far off. Somewhere along the line there's an Alp herd singing his song, happy to be alone with nature and God.
You want to tell them about the Grodhebbers? They can join in.
Well, oh, yes, that's right. We're going to do this, and we're going to ask you to join in. We're going to ask you to Grodhebber. You know how to Grodhebber? You don't.
No, they're all foreigners.
You just keep in tune with us. Just keep singing along with us. You find out how nice it is and how easy it is. Do it just the way you want to do it.
What I like about this festival is the way they make you so at home. They even lay on English weather. Yes. Not to worry. Anybody who didn't see it last night, this is the English concertina. I'm going to play a couple of nice, gentle little hornpipes. I played some Northumbrian hornpipes last night, which are very rather aggressive. These are some nice Irish hornpipes, lovely and gentle, flowing sorts of tunes. I learnt these from a great Irish musician who lives in Newcastle. In fact, he's only ever been to Ireland once, but he's a great musician. It's quite a large Irish community on Tyneside. These are three hornpipes. That's a nice, gentle rhythm called the Dunphy's Hornpipe, The Plains of Boyle and the Marquis of Lorne. That's quite a well-known one. I think you played it over here, so you might recognise that one. Thanks, and to lead you off, as he says, Don said, Piper style, through the swamps of the fence line stage, where it's three, we're going to have a workshop, which means that hopefully, you know, you contribute plenty, anybody who wants to come, anybody who's interested in the concertina or British music generally, instrumental music that is, welcome to come along. Hopefully you can play a bit and I can play a bit, and you know, ask all sorts of questions and all that sort of thing, and sit in the puddles. To lead you over there, again, some Irish tunes, three Irish reels. There's lots of Irish music played in England these days. So here's three well-known Irish reels, which you probably hear the first bit. The first one's the Fermoy Lasses, anyway. Thank you.
Hey, my chair's on wheels. A traveling show? Why am I doing that? That's electrocute myself right here.
What a show.
What a show.
Kick it off.
Just to keep a waiting till the good times come. Baby Rose, when we get together we'll be going some. What a happy wedding day. So I haven't money for a grand old time. What's the use of money in a sunny clime? When those wedding bells are ringing, good luck comes to me, my baby Rose. My baby Rose, nobody knows how I'm crazy to stick along no matter where she goes. Every breeze that blows tells me of Rose. There's not a thing I wouldn't do if she asked me to. Oh, my baby. Kiss and every loving hug. Baby Rose, snuggle like a chicken till your honey comes. When his daily work is done, soon I will have money enough to buy a ring. Promise I will up and do the proper thing. From the church in Tallahassee, we will leave as one. My baby Rose. My baby Rose, nobody knows how crazy to stick along no matter where she goes. Every breeze that blows tells me of Rose. my baby Rose. Oh, my baby
Rose.
There you are.
I need that, all right. This is a nice instrument.
A word to the wise. The banjo that Ray is about to play.
You need your capo. Oh, okay.
Is a genuine, brand new Mount Lebanon banjo. Made right near here, at my house.
At least they come tuned when he sells them.
Tuning is only a minimal problem on them.
That's why.
We are going to do a medley of three songs. They're called, what's the first one? Frosty Morn.
Frosty Morn.
The next is Sally in the Garden and Devil's Dream.
Take it slow.
Thank you.
nine banjos.
If any of you are interested in having a banjo made, come up to the craft booths and look for the booth, surprisingly enough, with all the banjos hanging there. Come on, man. Don't. From the singing of Frank Prophet.
Some of you singing on that. Why don't you try singing the chorus on the next one, which goes like this. Okay. Chorus goes,
ain't you mighty sorry, goodbye, goodbye. Ain't you mighty sorry, it's goodbye, Liza Jane.
Try that.
Ain't you mighty sorry, goodbye, goodbye.
Burning down,
Bikinis, and they'll go with us on tour. This song is all about the vagaries of living in the country. Except it doesn't have any words. Voices on the last one wasn't because of the sleeves on here. We weren't singing.
If it gets really wet, will you stick these back on? I'll leave them here. Or I'll leave them here.
Oh, thank you.
End up with a song by Gene Ritchie called the L&N don't stop here anymore. When I was a curly-headed baby, my mammy sat me down upon his knee. Said, son, you go to school and learn your letters. Don't you be no rusty miner like me. Lord, I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rumble and roar past my door. Now they're standing rusted, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. Now I used to think my daddy was a black man with strip enough to buy the company store. But now he goes downtown with empty pockets, face just as white as the February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rumble and roar and pass my door. Now they're standing rusted, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamt I went down to the office to collect my payday like I'd done before. Them gutsy vines were growing right through the staircase. Trees and grass growing right through the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing rusted, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. Lord, I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing rusted, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. Thank you.
Yep. It's so dry, I don't want to take it out. There. I guess if we must be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
It never fails. Somebody introduces us as folklorists and we sing a contemporary song first. It's funny, I've never been able to learn songs in order to build up a repertoire. They just either happen or they don't. David Griffiths wrote this a long time ago. He was 17 when he wrote it, and he's probably our age. Poor bloke. And it just grew on us. Calls it the hermit bird.
Sun was a-getting scarlet as I climbed the winding road, going down to Chelsea town where my true love abode. Air was a-getting colder and the mist was a-rolling in, when I thought I heard the hermit bird his lonely song begin. Said, stay away from women, curb your loving tongue. You think you've had some trouble now, but your trouble's just begun. Live up in the mountains, learn a lonesome song, 'cause any girl that you love tonight will leave with the morning sun. Kept right on a-walking, I didn't want to waste no time. When you hear the birds start to talk like that, you know it must be an evil sign. The twinkling lights of Chelsea made me think of my nice warm bed, but I couldn't keep the words of the hermit bird from a-troubling in my head. Said, stay away from women, curb your loving tongue. You think you've had some trouble now, but your trouble's just begun. Live up in the mountains, learn a lonesome song, 'cause any girl that you love tonight will leave with the morning sun. Loving Julie met me, she made me feel right at home. Thought if every man had a girl like that, he'd never need to roam. Built a roaring fire, comfort from the cold. Knew that Julie was the only girl my loving arms would hold. Woke up in the morning to the patter and sound of rain, when a horrible realization come a-crowding in my brain. For Julie'd gone and left me, departed in the night. That prophet bird that I had heard, hermit thrush, was right. Said, stay away from women, curb your loving tongue. You think you've had some trouble now, but your trouble's just begun. Live up in the mountains, learn a lonesome song, 'cause any girl that you love tonight will leave with the morning sun.
I don't know, it seems maybe that a good way to forget your wet misery, or my wet misery, would be to sing a song together. And rolling my mind back over the years, my thoughts turned back to Matt McGinn. I don't know if anybody remembers when Matt McGinn traveled around here for a while and sang. Matt McGinn is a little bit of a bandy Scotsman with a tremendous burr in his voice, and he talks the way I kinda talk. But he rolls his R's and he sings all sorts of things. The last time I saw Matt McGinn, he was about to get floated down the river to a shipyard that was on strike, and he was going to sing union songs. But he made up all kinds of ridiculous things. I think Matt was the first person that I ever saw do a whole concert without any sort of instrument to accompany him at all. He'd just come in, and by the end of the evening, of course, everybody'd be singing with him, and he'd have the best kind of instrument there is. And one of his foolish little fables was this one. It's got a chorus that goes like this. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have you for my pot of stew. You're fear to fight with me. Now, you'll find out what it's all about in a while, but you got to know that chorus. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have you for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. Try it and see what happens. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have you for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. 10,000 Roman soldiers to the Helans, they came north. And they had conquered everything from the Tiber to the Forth. They camped beside Loch Lomond for the night they thought they'd lie. And from somewhere on the Cobbler Hill, they heard this terrible cry. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have you for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. On top stood a bearded Helan man with a kilt and a big claymore. He looked a bit ferocious, so old Caesar sent up four. Then he sat down to dinner by the bright light of the moon. But he lost his taste for vino when four heads come rolling down. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have you for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. He sent up then Mark Antony and another 55. Get bring to me that rascal's head, or I'll have ye skinned alive. They heard the clash of metal then until the night was done. And then there came this terrible cry with the rising of the sun. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight ya cowardly crew. I'll have ye for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. Oh, Caesar sent 1,000 men this Helan man to crack. And out of all that 1,000, there was just the one come back. Oh, Caesar, screams the soldier with his head all black and blue. The rascal has been kidding us. There's not just one, there's two. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have ye for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me. Oh, Caesar picked his suitcase up and he ran southwards then. He was doing 80 miles an hour, but he could not catch his men. Now maybe you will wonder why I've told this tale at all. Well, it's got a simple moral that the Scots call Hadrian's Wall. Grigaly, Grigaloo, come up and fight your cowardly crew. I'll have ye for my pot of stew. You're feared to fight with me.
Next song you're going to do is about a young boy who was captured by a press gang and taken off overseas. It was a favorite way that parents had of interfering in the courtships of adolescents a couple of hundred years ago. If you had a little money, you could hire a press gang, and they would take the young man off your hands and throw him on board a ship, and then you would find it easier to control your daughter for a while, maybe. And some of the stories, the daughter, I've never known a story where the daughter was controlled. I guess there wouldn't be a story. But sometimes she dresses up in sailor's clothes and goes off and all kinds of things happen to her. And sometimes she goes and talks her father into coming around. And this particular one, she goes and bribes the captain. And you find out that, you know, after all, he gets twice as much money for this fellow. It's an Irish song. Has a chorus. The last line of each verse is repeated. And if you can sort of harmonize with the raindrops, I think it might sound really pretty.
Mm-hmm. young girl fell in love, but her parents disapproved, and they vowed they would send him o'er the main. A press gang they hired, who seized him on his land, and they sent him to the wars to be slain. But his love went to the harbor where the ship she did lie. To the captain she sorely did complain. The captain came on board saying, "My pretty maid, step in, for we're going to the wars to be slain, to be slain, for we're going to the wars to be slain." It's out of her pocket she's pulled handfuls of gold, 100 bright guineas and more. She freely laid them down and took her true love by the hand, and she's led him till she's brought him safe on shore, safe on shore. And she's led him till she's brought him safe on shore. Happy is the day when true lovers meet, when their troubles and cares are all o'er. But cursed are the wars that send many a lad to sea, and their true loves never see them anymore, anymore. And their true loves never see them anymore.
Well, let's see. Oh, well. Thank you. mess around with a lot of instruments, but there's none that gives me greater pleasure than that foolish little thing. John Barleycorn. John Barleycorn was a hero born of noble enterprise. And if that you would taste his blood, it would make your courage rise. To the rant nant nan da he, to the rant nant nan na dua dua da, John Barleycorn must die. Only Vermont could come up with a chorus like that. I thought most songs about drinking had kind of been left behind in the old world. And we found this ridiculous thing in one of Mrs. Flanders' books of Vermont folk songs. It's got a chorus which you've got to sing.
Barleycorn was a hero born of noble enterprise. And if that you would taste his blood, it would make your courage rise. To the rant nant nan da he, to the rant nant nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. Two hired men came from the west, their fortunes for to try. They took an oath, a solemn oath, John Barleycorn should die. To the rant nat dan da he, to the rant nat dan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die.
They took a plow and they plowed him down, put clods upon his head. And then they swore a solemn oath, John Barleycorn was dead.
To the rant nat dan da he, to the rant nant nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. But the cheerful spring came kindly on, and the showers began to fall. John Barleycorn rose up again, and sore surprised them all. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rant nant nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. They let him stand till midsummer, till he grew both pale and wan. And he stood as tall as a little boy, with a beard like a great old man. To the rant nat nan da he,
let's hear you.
To the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die.
They wheeled him here and they wheeled him there and they wheeled him to the barn.
At such a sad and a sorrowful rate, they used John Barleycorn. To the rant nat nan da he,
your part.
To the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. Then came the thresher with his long flail to thresh him skin from bone. And the miller used him worst of all, ground him between two stones. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die.
They held him o'er a scorching flame, and they served him worse than that.
For with hot scalding liquor store, they've washed him in a vat. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. And lying thus in danger deep, for fear that he should quarrel, they've drawn him straightway from the vat, and they bunged him in a barrel. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. They've worked their will on Barleycorn, but he lived to tell the tale. For they bore him out of an old brown jug, and they call him home brewed ale. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rant nat nan da do a do a da, John Barleycorn must die. He'll turn your gold to silver, and your silver into brass. He'll make a boy become a man, and a man become an ass. To the rant nat nan da he, to the rent, nant, dan, la, do a, do a, da, John Barleycorn must die.
John Barleycorn. Very, very occasionally, I write a song, and even less occasionally, I sing it. In some cases, it's just because it says something, and or I tried to say something, and it didn't come out the way I wanted it to. This one is a little bit different, because it says exactly what I want it to say, and yet I really am afraid of giving people the wrong idea. I wish I could quote you. I can't, but if you have a good memory for your college American Lit anthology or something, Carl Sandburg's Four Preludes on Playthings of the Wind, where at one point he's characterizing the city. And the girls were golden girls, and on the lintel above the door, above the gate to the city, it said, "We are the greatest city, the greatest nation. Nothing like us ever was." God knows it's true. You came to my land to rob my gold cities and cursed the land when you found none. You drenched the dry soil with the blood of its people and wasted the land that you won. Your cities of gold shall be blown all away. Your banners will tear in the wind. Your voices will die, your words will decay, and the tears of your children will end. You opened your arms to the poor of all nations and welcomed them into your slums. You made them the slaves who threw up your great cities and offered your greed to their sons. Your cities of gold shall be blown all away. Your banners will tear in the wind. Your voices will die, your words will decay, and the tears of your children will end. Your children of freedom embraced what was given and turned the great cities to gold. Now fear haunts the rooms in your kingdom of dreams, cursed by its fathers of old. Your cities of gold shall be blown all away. Your banners will tear in the wind. Your voices will die, your words will decay, and the tears of your children will end. For we are the haughty, the rich and the mighty, grown great as the curse on the land, grown strong without justice, rich without honor, to make a world cringe at our hand. Sing it if you want to. Your cities of gold shall be blown all away. Your banners will tear in the wind. Your voices will die, your words will decay, and the tears of your children will end. And somewhere in the midst of it all is something that is going to keep on growing, and it's really good.
Yeah.
This is one that some of you know that we've sung for a long, long time. It's a good Scottish song again.
The chorus says, "Bosk, bosk, bonnie lassie, aye and come awa with me, and I'll take you to Glen Isla near Bonnie Glen Shee." How about this? How about trying to be a bagpipe for a minute? Try a drone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be way down there. It can be up here instead. That's better.
Do you see all yon high hills all covered with snow?
Hold it.
They have parted many a true love, and they'll soon part us twa.
This is the chorus.
Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie, I an come awa wi' me, and I'll take ye to Glen Isla near Bonnie Glen Shee.
Would you mind putting that up just a little bit? Because it's low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you see?
There we are.
Do you see all yon soldiers as they march through the town with their muskets on their shoulders and their broadswords hanging down?
Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie.
Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie,
aye and come awa with me.
Aye and come awa with me.
And I'll take you to Glen Isla.
And I'll take you to Glen Isla.
Near Bonnie Glen Shee.
Near Bonnie Glen Shee.
Now home here. Mm-hmm.
Do you see yon old shepherd as he walks along with his plaidy buckled round him as his sheep he gazes on? Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie,
I am come awa.
I am come awa with me.
Take it to Glen Isla.
And I'll take it to Glen Isla near bonny Glen Shee. Do you see all yon high hills all covered with snow? They have parted many a true love, and they'll soon part us twa.
Last time.
Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie, I an come awa wi' me, and I'll tak ye to Glen Isla near Bonnie's.
That's great. Sing it again.
Bosk, bosk, bonny lassie, I an come awa wi' me, and I'll take you to Glen Isla near Bonnie Glen Shee.
Great, thank you.